Hi, today we're at the 6th Annual Business Summit, and our guest today is Gail Dehassel. I don't know if I said that correctly, but I'm sure she will correct me. But she has a wonderful business and a thriving industry that she has redesigned and calibrated to a master level to help anyone achieve greater success. So I'm inspired by her. I'm just awed to be in the same room with her. And on top of that, she is beautiful, she is educated, all the things I like. So thank you, Gail, for being in the room. And we just want to give everyone out there an opportunity to see what your story is and how you were able to succeed in the industries that you have. Because it's not only one industry, it's multiple industries. So tell us.
Well, thank you, first of all, for that wonderful introduction. That was awesome. And you're losing your voice.
I am.
Because we're talking to so many people. Oh, my gosh. I think that probably if I could impose a thought on people who want something, people who want to, you know, get to where they want to go, is to become an expert. And how do you do that?
Yes.
How do you become an expert? You mentor.
Yes.
You get a mentor.
Yes.
You want to get a mentor because you want to save time.
Yes.
Time is money. And it's irrevocable. You can't get it back. It's the most expensive investment that you make in your business, in your life, in your home, you know, in everything. So to me, it's like, okay, let's cut our time in half so that we can get what we want faster. So that's why I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to mentor me. You know,
we
all have things to learn, correct?
We do.
And we want to call upon the people that we trust and love and to help us get to where we need to go faster.
Well, the funny thing is, I saw the very same thing in you. I said, oh, my God, she can mentor me.
Well, and that's where we want to be, right?
Yes.
We want to be in that place where we can say, oh, my gosh, I need help. And this is what I need help with. And a trusted advisor can get you to where you want to go. So we've set up a website called the Wisdom Society, and it's a way of 13-year-olds to 90-year-olds to get the information that they need to go forward, to be happy, to be healthy, to love.
Now, we met
and
some,
be loved.
We met some brilliant 14-year-olds even at this
point. Oh, my God.
Who is amazing.
Yes, Slade.
And we know you had a hand in developing that young man to take his company and lead that. How did you get the wisdom to guide a young man that's only 14 years old when others would be so afraid?
Well, you have to give Slade credit. I mean, he was open.
Yes.
He needed that and wanted the next level. Mm-hmm. So it really was timing. We were in the right room at the same time, and I gave him the opportunity by sponsoring him.
Yes.
So that's important to me. That's one of my missions, is to make sure that people, kids, adults, men, women, get the opportunity, you know, where it's not luck, you know.
Yes.
It's opportunity meets intent. Their intent was to go find help, and they found it because we gave them that opportunity.
Yes.
And they accepted.
Yes.
So it is about saying yes. It's
now,
about being open.
Now, what's your background? Because this is uncommon for someone to just have all of this information and just go forth in that space. How were you able to do this? How did you start in business, number one? And where did you come from,
Gail?
I'm still every day.
My family are entrepreneurs, and they're uber entrepreneurs.
Yes.
They didn't like working for other people. They were uncooperative employees.
Yes.
And wanted more out of their lives, and high-performing entrepreneurs. My father was an electrical contractor in Detroit. He worked with Henry Ford II on the line as Henry was moving up to be the president of Ford Motor Company. So he had that opportunity. He also worked on airplane engines, automobile engines, and he started his own company. And he went through like vocational school at Ford Motor Company. So he learned to be an electrical whatever. He was an electrician.
Uh-huh.
In Detroit, and he started a big company. And we, at the dinner table,
yes,
we got the info. I mean, it was imposed upon us. There, it was a family business.
Yes.
My brothers all worked in the business, so did my sister.
Yes.
I was too young.
Yes.
And but still got all of that, you know, drive and the ambition. It was pretty amazing. And
we share a similar story.
Yeah. So
family.
Absolutely. I mean, my father came from a family out of the Depression.
Yes.
And he was the last one, but born right in the middle of it. And it was about no waste, performance. And leave no stone unturned.
But now that he gave all of his siblings the information, how did you take that information and transform that into something that was uniquely your own?
Well, we had many things happen in our lifetime and to my mother and my dad that were tragic. So. He managed through that tragedy, along with me, as the last child, and then I saw him reinvent his life. I saw that he had no fear.
Yes.
Well, you know.
No fear.
No fear. Right. I mean, I'm sure he did.
And clearly, you got all of that.
Well, you know, we all have our moments.
We do.
But nevertheless, reinvention is, for him, was pivotal.
Yes.
And I learned a lot about real estate. He became a developer. I learned, you know, a lot about being a broker, being an investor. And at 19, I got my real estate license and took off. Worked for a number one realty company in Sarasota. And then I got married.
Get out.
And I had two kids, and that really took me out of the running for a while.
Yes.
And that was tough. And I had to really bootstrap myself back into prosperity.
Well, one of my struggles that I struggle with, which you seem to do so effortlessly, how do you balance family and business? Because up to this day, I still struggle with it.
Yeah, me too. I think that as long as you're communicative,
yes,
that there's a lot of communication and you have willing partnerships,
yes,
in marriages and partnerships, you know, relationships, I think that it helps the children. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. That's, you know, we had a lot of kids and we had a big family and we have a lot of grandchildren. So, and I am a grandma.
You don't look like a grandma to me. I'm sorry.
I am a grandma.
I just can't see that on you yet.
They are really cute. But I'm one of those grandmas that, you know, brings all the gifts in.
Yes.
Open your gifts, you know, the good grandma, and then
yes,
I leave.
Dale,
they don't
just
need me.
You are just too much.
They have great parents.
So what was your best day ever in your life?
Wow, that is, I've had a lot of best days.
I'm putting you on the spot, but
I've had a lot of best days.
If you ultimately pick one, would it be for you on a personal level or business level, either way?
Oh my gosh, Devon, you really stumped me.
I know, but it stumps everybody.
Well, but because there are so many of them. You know, normally as humans, we're supposed to remember the negative in order,
yes,
to survive, right?
Yes.
To keep us in,
yes,
our zone. Probably when I flew an airplane the first time.
You're a pilot?
No, I'm not a pilot now. But I'm not a pilot.
Amongst other things, you have flown a plane.
Yeah.
Before.
And I was married to a pilot, so anyway, that's all, you know.
So where individuals have failed, you just kick the door down and...
Hey, I was in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
It wasn't like I was, and that's part of the deal, too.
Being in the right place at the right time.
Right, so, you know, children being born, getting married, you know, love relationships, probably realizing that I was responsible for my own freedom.
Yes.
That would be my best day.
I can relate to that.
That would be my best day.
Now, in retrospect, if you were to do it all over again from start to finish, what would you change?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing. How could I? That would be denying everything that I've done, everything that I've had.
Yes.
That would be wrong.
Gail, I find you as a remarkable woman. I find you as a remarkable business leader. I can't wait to see some of the things that we're going to do together and not, so that you can kick my fears out and just take me through that door and hold my hand. But what I really respected most is that you understood your power and your true, authentic self, because nobody gives voice to your projects like you do. And I quite frankly admire that. So I want to thank you for being our mentor. I want to thank you for doing this podcast with me.
Love to do it.
But for those individuals who want to reach you,
just
to get the same guidance that I have received,
they can go to the site, thewisdomsociety.com.
The Wisdom Society.
You know, sign in, check out the content. We're creating free content so that you can get what you need in order to be happy, healthy, you know, with your love relationships and wealthy.
I mean, we didn't even get deep into
Then
we do the next one, we'll dive deeper into that.
Exactly. Well, I enjoy talking to you. You're like so smooth, easygoing. You know, you say that. Well, we've gotten to that point, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
That, you know, we have to go through the fear. We have to go through the door, the fire, in order to
you come out on the other side, you come out stronger than steel.
I hope so.
But because you've had those experiences, you could relate to real people. And I could see the realness in you. And knowing that life was not easy by most, but the fact is you succeeded when the chances were against you.
Oh, they were, too.
Yeah.
As a single mother, having to make my own way with no help. I had zero help.
See what I mean? But so many people turn around and give that as an excuse to themselves. So that's what making talking to you is very easy. Because now you have a great idea of where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah.
I understand. I can see your plight and see exactly where you're headed. And all I know within my own world, I want to be where you are.
Well, really?
Really? Really? Mind you.
I say that about you, Devon.
Kidding me. Well, synergy.
I want to be in the Bahamas.
Synergy.
That's it.
But guess what? You know, we are going to be.
Oh,
it's
I
just
know.
A matter of time.
I cannot wait.
It's just a matter of time.
I can't wait.
Until we decide to do one of these in the Bahamas. Hello.
Two weeks.
Shannon.
Wait till it gets a little cooler.
I know.
Everybody from California will come down.
I think so. Well, this has been Interesting Podcast with Gail the Hessler. If you want to reach her, you could go to her website. It's been wonderful. Gail, do you want to leave us with any lasting remarks?
Lasting remarks. put me on the spot now, Devon.
No, we didn't prep you, but like everything else,
hang loose.
You are so. All right, but let's hang loose.